I'm sure many of you are familiar with the bone-anchored maxillary protraction, or BAMP technique, popularized by de Klerk, which has shown dramatic improvements in young patients with maxillary deficiency. Recently, a modification of this technique involving maxillary mini-implants instead of zygomatic mini-plates was reported on in an article in the June 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The article is titled, Comparison of Short-Term Effects Between Face Mask and Skeletal Anchorage Therapy with Intermaxillary Elastics in Patients with Maxillary Retrognathia, and was written by a team of researchers from the Faculty of Dentistry at Sifa University in Turkey. The aim of the study was to analyze the short-term skeletal and dental effects of maxillary protraction with a traditional face mask compared to protraction with class 3 elastics attached to skeletal anchorage. This study was a clinical trial involving a total of 59 healthy, prepubertal class 3 patients with an ANB angle less than 0 degrees, or a WITS measurement of less than 1 millimeter, positive overbite, and an SN to mandibular plane angle of less than 40 degrees. Based on parental preference following the informed consent discussion, the patients were treated either with traditional extraoral face masks or with the modified BAMP technique. The face mask group had an appliance cemented to the maxillary posterior teeth and used protraction elastics delivering 400 grams of force directed 30 degrees downwards from the occlusal plane. In the skeletal anchorage group, mini plates with an extending hook were placed bilaterally in the mandible between the canine and lateral incisor, and mini implants were placed in the maxilla buccally between the second premolar and first molar. Class 3 interarch elastics with 200 grams of force were used on each side, in conjunction with a removable appliance to eliminate any anterior crossbite. Patients in both groups were instructed to wear elastics full-time, and any patients reporting less than 14 hours per day of wear were excluded from the final analysis. Treatment was discontinued once 2 millimeters of overjet was obtained. Lateral cephalographs taken before and immediately after protraction treatment were taken for all patients and analyzed and compared. At the end of the trial, 9 patients failed to complete the protocol due to poor compliance or multiple mini-implant failures, resulting in both groups comprising of 25 patients each, averaging 11 years in age. The average treatment time was 6 months and 9 months for the face mask and skeletal anchorage group, respectively. Patients in both groups saw significant increases in the mandibular plane angle, SNA and ANB angles, protrusion of the maxillary anterior teeth, and a reduction of the SNB angle. However, greater amounts of skeletal change occurred in the skeletal anchorage patients. The main significant treatment difference was that the lower incisor retroclined in the face mask group, but proclined in the skeletal anchorage group. From this data, the authors concluded that maxillary protraction with elastics from mandibular mini plates to maxillary mini implants can effectively treat class 3 malocclusions through a combination of dental and skeletal effects. Interestingly, this study differed from others using maxillary protraction with skeletal anchorage in that significant amounts of maxillary dental protrusion and mandibular plane opening was observed from the treatment. This may be due to the more anterior position of force application in the maxilla when mini implants instead of mini plates are used. Perhaps these greater dental effects are the accepted compromises in avoiding a second surgical flap procedure in the maxilla with this modified technique. The complete version of this paper by Aglarsi et al. Can be found in the June 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.